All right, we wrap with Royce. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Mackie and Judd. You can find Royce Unchained, Royce on Baseball, and Monday Night Sports Talk on the Royce Unchained podcast feed, which I believe you set a record download month for your podcast feed last month, Patrick. So congratulations on being an internet audio
kids
star,
love you.
Sir.
It's nice to be young and on the cutting edge, I'll tell you that, of what the hell's going on. Here's what I don't know. Declan sends me the clean feed, link, and half the time it ends up in my junk and half the time it doesn't. Why is that?
That's a great question.
Email. Why doesn't it's weird. Why does it some days say it doesn't want to be in my regular email and then other days it's in the junk? I don't get it.
So. Pat, you're partially retired. What if we gave you the number for customer support and you just you investigated that today?
Yeah. You know, customer support ain't what it used to be. Although I did call a major operation yesterday and get a human being on the phone, which was quite an achievement, I'll say that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Congratulations.
So we got the St. Paul Saints starting their home schedule tonight. Looks like a reasonably nice day. What we don't know is if they actually have a team or not, since they wound up on Sunday with 8 players healthy. And I haven't seen anything about anybody being recalled yet today. So I hope they have a team to field when they let the crowd in tonight. So
8 players,
be
Pat?
Good, though. The Saints start tonight. It'll be interesting to see if they hit the same crowds they had for the Independent League. Now they're starting their season a little early, but not that early because they delayed the start of the minor league season. But it'll be interesting to see if the same vibe exists with Triple-A baseball as it did with the kind of let's go and have some laughs Independent League ball. I'll say one thing, their Twitter feed is still the same attitude that it had when they were getting hammered in their first game of the season. They were having a lot of fun with themselves, which you don't see on any major league Twitter feed. So I thought that was kind of neat.
Okay, how quickly do the Twins come in and shoot that down at some point if they get a little too, because the Twins are very, very vanilla on social media. They're never edgy.
Yes, and when you're making fun of the team, you're making fun of the Twins because they provided the team, right? So, it will be interesting. I don't think they have control over it, but they can give them a hard time about it, I suppose.
I think they're going to get very, very nervous at some point this season. I think someone's going to get a talking to from Dave St. Peter.
Well, you know how bad it is right now because I heard a Levine interview, and boy, you know, he can be a funny guy and a good interview, but he was in some serious Levine triple speak, which he can also do. And when they're just babbling with their Eastern educated buzzwords and not really saying anything, you know that they're in a little bit of panic over there. My favorite ever triple speak was him was when they were trying to explain why Buxton didn't get called up that one year in September. I had to go to the thesaurus for that one, I'll tell you that. So
yeah, how much have you lost? I just feel like without any young pitchers coming up the last few years of note besides Berríos, who was already up, he was a Terry Ryan guy. I don't know, I still think they run a good front office and they've put together some good regular season teams, but we're getting to the point now where it's like, all right, guys, what's the thing that you promised here, which is young pitching, and that's the expertise that you pulled from, is not here. So is your opinion soured on these two guys?
I think there's some skepticism now about some of the decisions they make. You know what got me a little bit off-put was this last draft when they went for the big lug home, is that, you know, the big lug home run hitter draft again. Their first pick was nobody knows if he can play a position, but he can maybe has some power. And I thought maybe they looked at the Bomba squad as a wonderful, little happening there in 2019, but started to realize that you just can't have a bunch of louts that go up there and strike out 1,100 times. But while a lot of teams are starting to change now and try to, you know, get a little bit more of a balance in the way they go about trying to score runs, these guys are still tied exclusively into hitting home runs. And I don't think that works. I don't think that's going to work long term. I think the pitching's too good right now. And maybe the part of their theory, though, is it's so hard to get three hits in a row that the only way to score runs is to hit a home run. But I don't know. I don't like non-athletic teams. And they start the draft last year by drafting a non-athlete, and they got a bunch of more big lugs. I want some athletes on the field, and they are a very unathletic team, in my opinion.
Patrick, are you looking forward to one of the greatest self-manufactured genius concoctions in American sports history, the primetime NFL schedule release tomorrow night?
Now, people are actually into this now. I know we love the draft and all that, but I know they've turned it into a show, but I didn't realize that it had become a phenomenon that now people sit there. I mean, beyond finding out who you're playing, who gives a damn? Right.
Well, yes, and totally agree. It's very absurd, and you can follow the action live on the Purple yeah. Daily YouTube channel tomorrow yes. night.
Oh, so you're going to have a special show?
I mean, we're going to sit there for about 3 hours, Pat, and dissect every inch and corner, and we'll turn it into a Vikings vet line. We'll welcome fans into the show. We're going to have thoughts. Listen, the order in which you play the teams is very critical.
Yes, it is, since we already know who they're playing, right? That's the other great thing about this. It's not like they're saying, you know, okay, the only thing you know is that you play eight games or six games in your division, but everything else is a mystery. No, we know who they're playing. I don't know right? They've already announced who they're playing. Yeah,
absolutely, yes.
It's just when they're playing them. God, they're unbelievable. They are absolutely bulletproof right now with people.
It's great. Yeah.
But no one, I actually am writing for Thursday this week, meaning print edition, and I was sent a note telling me that the schedule release was Wednesday night, but there was no insistence in there that's what I write about, and I'm not going to write about it because we'll have three other stories, I'm sure. But
now, if you want, like, I know that you're not scheduled for print until Thursday, but if you want to slide a little something into the online edition,
Judd has
mocked the schedule, including including four primetime games. And even though you can't hear him right now, I can tell you that he's very excited and he feels good. Todd McShay celebrated getting the first seven picks right in his mock draft. Judd is very confident that he might have nailed the first month and a half of the schedule.
Yeah, well, that has actually started to happen. Did Randy do it yet? Does he mock the schedule or not?
I think Randy's still celebrating nailing one of the Vikings' fourth-round picks correctly, the Florida State edge rusher.
And you know what else? If Randy hadn't – if those idiots right in front of the Vikings, if either the Colts or the Reds, Colts or Washington had picked a left tackle as they should have, Randy might have gotten the Oklahoma State kid. They might have taken the Oklahoma State guy, Jenkins, and Randy might have been right on that one too. The fact that those two teams didn't take the tackle kind of cost Randy, you know, because nobody in America could have forecast that Darisaw would not have been taken by two teams that were desperate for left tackles right before the Vikings. So we can't hold that one against Randy. We cannot.
No, he would not have been able to know that Darisaw would fall that far. I think his logic and his information was spot on. And
it was.
To nail a fourth-round pick on top of it, move over Daniel Jeremiah.
Yes, that is true. By the way, we mentioned the Twins earlier. The Whiteys, they have none of their outfield. And I heard some guys arguing on MLB radio yesterday about the top five teams. And one of them had the Whiteys rated second. This is in baseball. And another had them rated third because their pitching is so damn good. They got, you know, they got a deep starting rotation. They brought in Lynn. They got Keuchel had a good year last year. And this Dylan Cease is throwing great finally. And they got the good live arm bullpen too. And, you know, the fact that they, don't have any of their outfield hasn't bothered them at all. So it'll be interesting to see if our feeble hitters have any luck at all against the Whiteys.
Fifth best starter this season has been Lucas Giolito. And they also, it sounds like, I don't know if it's going to be in this Twins series, but Michael Kopech is going to get a start for them later this week too.
Yeah.
And he was off the grid for a couple of years. He used to be their top pitching prospect until Dylan Cease came along. But Michael Kopech has pitched 22 innings, 2 starts, 7 relief appearances. He's got 35 strikeouts in 22 innings and a 1.6 ERA, and he's like their reserve long guy. So.
Yeah, well, he throws 102 easy. Now he blew out his elbow, but he's back. I thought maybe they were going to bullpen him, but I guess they'll just use him.
He's doing both. Yeah, he's sort of the if Josh Hader were to make some spot starts once in a while.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't think it's looking good for the fellas to finish first. That's for sure.
The Fangraphs crew has them at a 22% chance, the Twins, to make the playoffs. Still, it seems a little high.
Does seem a little high, especially now that the Yankees have come out of their coma and the you know, there's teams like the Red Sox are playing much better than they were supposed to, and you know, there's I would put it at zero is where I would put it, but. You know, I don't think we're going to reissue the It's Happening t-shirts if they win 5 out of 6 in June. I don't think so.
Yeah, you're probably right. Well, listen, we got there's a PFF writer named Seth Galina that has Kirk Cousins as a dark horse MVP candidate.
I saw that. I hope you guys, I was hoping you guys would get him on because there's some people, there's commitment papers have been put out for him by some Vikings fans. All right.
All right, Pat, we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, bye.